Am I the Jerk?
Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you send in those scenarios. And I have one from a personal standpoint, if you guys don't mind. You know how you will go to big warehouse store to maybe go and grab a little bit of gasoline also while you can go get a big old tub of mustard and all that other stuff?
Sure.
Well, you're there and there's a certain etiquette as far as the two pump, you know, setup. Because you have the two. Yeah, I didn't think about that. That was probably not a place to stop.
That's all you need is two pumps, right?
Is that it? Man, that's a good night.
Anyway. Kid, so.
I like to leave mine in there a little longer, though, to make sure all the gas
flows
into the tank.
So you have it to where the actual pumps will go to the other side. Even if you drive up on the wrong side,
they will pull over
where you can go to the other side. So it doesn't matter where you're sitting in line. Well, there's a certain etiquette to where if there's a couple of cars in there, even if the first car pulls out, you wait until that back car pulls out so you can keep the line flowing smoothly, right? That's the thought, to make it go seamlessly. Well, I pull up and there's a car on the right side where I would have to extend the pump to my car. There's no one in front of her. There's a car where I'm supposed to be with the gas tank on the right side, and there's no car in front of her. The one on the right side is just getting started. The one on the left is already sitting in the car like she's in the middle of pumping her gas. Now, the two places up front are empty.
Okay.
Do I wait until the proper etiquette to have them, either one of those guys, pull off so I can just keep it going to go to the front and someone behind me will go to the back? Because there are people behind me waiting. Or because I'm just running a little late for work, do I just zoom up and go in and back up and then go and get my gas and then, you know, wait for everybody else to just kind of make up the stagger from what I was doing?
See, I kind of feel like it's a free-for-all at that point. Like, if there's two open spots and you're in a line, I think it's, well, you're well within your right to try and go get one of those. However, if you lose it and somebody else gets there first, you can't be mad about getting
out
of
line. If they drive up in front of me and then back up, oh, I'd be pissed.
I'm sure you would.
Because I'm waiting to see if I don't disturb the chain of command.
I know.
What we're doing, what will keep the flow going. Because, man, everybody's in tune with the flow. It works perfectly, man. It's a really well-oiled machine. You guys want to guess what I did?
Oh, you went and got that spot.
Damn right I did.
I felt like it was
a bit of a jerk because I did do that.
No, I think you're good. I think when those spots are open, it is a free-for-all for the people in line to make a decision. Do you want to take a chance and get out of this line and try and get that spot? Or do you just want to sit tight?
It's just like a 3-minute wait, too. If I would have waited 3 minutes, I would have kept the continuity of the gas line right intact.
Because if you didn't, somebody else would. If there's people behind you,
because there were people behind,
because they're way behind on this whole
deal. Yeah, that thing is always pretty packed. But yeah, I felt like a little bit of a jerk when I had to reverse, get into the spot, get out, and do that. And then the lady behind me pulled off, and then the car kind of came up in front of us. Kind of gave me a look, and I went, "Yeah, what can you do, right? It's already done and dusted."
But and everybody's happy. We're all getting gas.
Yeah, I felt that was a little
bit
of a jerk.
All
right, the lady I live with got frustrated with me. This is from someone emailing in. Not
anybody
me.
Else familiar this is, with this?
I'm past personal. The lady I live with got frustrated with me when I was at a restaurant, and I told the cashier no when they asked if I would like to donate to XYZ charity. I argue that at least twice a day between restaurants, department stores, grocery stores, I'm being asked to donate to their charity of choice. I used to feel guilty into donating. Now I just don't care as the money adds up. I believe it's getting out of control. Please tell me why you agree I am not a jerk.
No.
I don't think there's a problem with that at all. If you want to donate, donate. If you don't, don't.
It's a donation. Like, it's completely optional.
You're not a jerk. You're not even 1% of a jerk.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And I don't really love these big entities pushing off the charity thing onto us. If you're so into it, big box store, you just donate at the end of the year.
You do get asked about that a ton when you're going to purchase something, rounding up or doing other things like that. And yeah, I feel like if that's something that you don't want to do, Don't do it and have no remorse.
They've added the Roundup to the tip jar too.
They've added a Roundup to a lot of places. All right. Last summer, my golf buddies and I were golfing as we always do once a week. We had our cooler with water and other beverages iced down and ready to go. As we play, everyone has their own sweat towel to wipe sweat off their head, face, hands, or whatever. Late in the round, the cooler is now ice water with our drink still in it. One of my buddies dunks his sweaty towel in that ice cold water to cool himself off. I think that is nasty. Oh, no. Why would I want sweat water in the cooler with my drinks? I told him, why not just pour a little cold water on your towel instead of tainting the whole cooler with this sweaty towel? He looked at me like I was a grumpy jackass for calling him out on this. Am I the jerk for not wanting his salty sweat towel down in the cooler? I may be OCD for complaining. Oh, and there were a couple of water stands on the course as well to get cold water. Because this is interesting. Because the drinks are sealed. It's not like it's an open, like a sandwich that's going to touch it. Only thing that the sweat towel is touching are the outside of the cans or bottles or whatever.
If it's cans, though, that is going to be touching. The sweat water is going to envelop, and it's going to be all over the lip area of where you're going to be drinking that delicious beverage out of.
But if you're pouring it into a nice, delicious glass,
it's gonna flow over the sweat and gross over the lip of the can, and it's going to get into your delicious beverage. This is egregious.
You think it's egregious?
He should be kicked out of the group.
Baldy?
Disgusting.
100%. And even with bottles, too, it's the same thing. Like, the cap doesn't cover that much of the neck that you aren't going to get sweat water
and you're
all
gonna
over
touch, yours. You're going to touch the sides of it, and you're probably going to touch the top of your bottle at some point, and it's going to get all the ick on there. Maybe it's because I'm a heavy sweater. That, like at the end of a golf round, I would have a soaked rag. And if I'm dunking that into the cooler.
just right next to your craft beer. And then there's a sweaty towel right there that.
Now you are.
I'm kind of halfway on this. I kind of feel like it doesn't matter. But on the surface, it does look disgusting. If you're dunking your sweaty towel in the ice cooler.
If you saw how the vast majority of grocery and other convenience store places keep their back stock, sweat getting on your can would be the last of your concerns.
You want to explain that a little bit further?
So big time grocery stores have back stock that is not cold, and they keep these pallets back there, especially if it's big domestics. And so they're just sitting there in the heat. And a lot of the times, like, I always will wash off the tops of cans regardless.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Because bugs get up there.
It's gross.
You can have mice. Man. You can have all kinds of different things. So on the surface, it seems really bad. But I would encourage you to just clean the can off regardless, whether the guy put his sweat towel in there or not. Like, just having it in the water, I would still rinse it off just from – I've seen all kinds of stuff on cans, man.
Where are you rinsing it off with, though? Because the only thing you have is sweat water.
He rinsed it before he put it in there.
Well, not at the course.
I mean, it wouldn't bother me personally. You want to stick your towel in there, whatever, because the cans are sealed. And it's
I would
not
prefer you to just pour it out. Like, put
that
your towel on
more
the
sense
whatever and
that?
Just pour that water out. That's what you want to use. Just dunking it in there is almost like
I don't think you need the whole towel to be soaking wet, ice cold.
Right, if you're just, like, mopping or something, like dirty mop water.
All in a group, there is going to be one germaphobe that is really not going to like that.
That will freak someone out, and that obviously it freaks our guys out that emailed in. And I understand it. I get it. I think it's a jerk move to put your sweaty towel in a
like if you're gonna
community
do that,
cooler
you should bring your own thing to
right because if you have your own cooler, it's yours and yours by yourself, and
dunk
you know
sweat,
what
whatever
you don't know what the hell's been in that cooler before, and you're dunking that towel and putting it all on your face and all that stuff.
If it's your cooler, you can dunk whatever you want in there,
right? If it's yours, but just not the community cooler.
Watch my nuts.
That's almost like sitting your like a koi pond, sitting your butt in the cooler.
Exactly.
Why don't you just
like
do
that
then, if your butt itches?
That'd be better than that.
You could. Those koi would probably pick some stuff off.
Well, koi is just the example.
Oh, okay.
If you had a koi pond, then do whatever you want.
Be a gator pond.
That's right.
Could be either one.
It could be either one. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310@gmail.com. Send those scenarios in. We would love to dissect them for you.